ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मे वेरी बेसिक इंट्रोडक्शन टू दिस तैत्रिय उपनिषद व्हिच इज इंट्रोडक्शन टू एनी उपनिषद। I just briefly mentioned about the Pramanani, Shat Pramanani. Those are the possible, available six means of knowledge. The rest of the five, Anumanam, Upamanam, Arthapatti, Anupalabdhi, Shabda, all these other pramanams also are based on pratyaksha pramanam, perception. But still, these pramanas serve as pramanani, serve as means of knowledge only for the objects, anything and everything other than the truth, the reality. Brahma Jnanartham, these do not serve. For knowing the truth, these pramanas are not capable of serving as the means of knowledge, because reality is that which lends existence to these pramanams. Because of the blessing of the reality, all these function as pramanams, pramanani. So these means of knowledge, whether sense organs, any pramanam, function as pramanam only because of the blessing of the very reality. Every pramanam is dependent on the reality for its very existence. Therefore, they are not capable of revealing the reality. They are meant for revealing only the material objects. There is no pramanam outside of the six. But Veda Shastram serves as a pramanam, means of knowledge. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says, the person who does not accept the Veda Shastram as the pramanam, he is asampradayavit. He cannot know the tradition. And asampradayavit murkhavatu upekshaniyaha. He must be ignored like a murkha. However informed he is. Because without the Veda Shastra Pramanam, there cannot be the knowledge of the Sampradaya. The traditional teaching methodology is not possible. Without which, how much ever a person talks, it will not take one to any distance from where one is. So Veda Shastram consists of only words. Shabdaha eva. Nothing but words. That in those days, Veda Shabdaha were only in the form of Shabdaha, only words. And you say only in the form of words means that the words before the expression remained in the form of knowledge and have cognitions in one's own mind. That's why those days every teacher had the whole Veda Grantaha memorized. That is the reason memorizing the mantras became very important in the tradition. Because there was no press, nothing was written, nothing was published in the form of books, nothing was, even manuscripts came much later. When nothing was there, the whole teaching was held only in the form of knowledge, in the mind. The whole textbook was in the form of cognitions in the mind of the teacher. Buddhau jnana rupenaiva vedaha asit. Vedika shabdaha were in the form of the knowledge in the mind of the teacher. So the teacher not only must have memorized the text, then later on when the mantras were unfolded by the teacher and he would have listened to the teaching again, the unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the mantras also to have listened to, understood the explanations, unfoldment, everything also in the form of words. Again, all the explanations, what he would have heard from his teacher, traveled from his guru's mind to his mind through the vehicle of words, entered into his ears, again entered into his mind through the ears, again remained in him of knowledge. So knowledge travels from one head to another head through the vehicle of words. This is how knowledge was transferred from one mind to another mind, through the words, through listening. That is why even the teaching tradition was known as, the lineage of teachers was also known as Karna Parampara. Karna Parampara. And the Veda Shastram itself is known as Shrutihi because it has been being heard, understood, retained, again transferred. The Shrutihi. Shrutihi, Karna Parampara. These two words tell us the Shastram was always in the form of knowledge, and the Shastram, the knowledge was transferred only through communication. Guru Mukha Teva Shravanam. Now we have so many things to impart. And here, we are going to see in this Taittiriya Upanishad later on, in the Bhashyam, how Veda Shastram is perennially eternal. It is a timeless Shastram. Shankara Bhagavatpada calls it Vedanam Nityatva Pravahaha. Vedanam Nityatva Pravahaha. Pravahaha means flow. The perennial, the flow of the perennial eternity of the Vedas. It is something which others cannot even understand. Veda Shastram is timeless means It has been there always. We can never trace the date of Vedashastram. Every time the universe becomes manifested, along with the universe, Vedashastram also becomes manifested. And it is there as a guide, like a manual. Swamiji used to say, when you go to IKEA, any shop, when you buy things, along with the spare parts you buy to fix, to assemble something, you're also given a guidebook. Manual is given. Along with the everything you buy, you get a manual to have the knowledge of all about that product, how to fix it, how to assemble it, how to dismantle it, all that. For to make you the best use of that object what you buy in the shop. The same way, when Bhagavan sends a human being with this unique upadhi, amazing upadhi, human upadhi, body, mind, sense, complex, he also sends this Vedashastram, how to make the best use of this body, mind, sense, complex in this life, to make this best, to make the best use of this, so to accomplish the ultimate. So Vedashastra, the guideline, what is life for, how life should be lived, what is this life lived for, how this life should be lived, what's the way of life which should be followed. For this, Vedashastram also is sent. Every time Srishti happens, after every Pralaya, every Srishti, Vedashastram also comes along with the Srishti. Again, when the Srishti becomes, again when Mahapralaya happens, Vedashastram also becomes unmanifested. It doesn't become destroyed. Again, it comes into manifestation. Because, how can we say this? Because the reality is timeless. The absolute reality, the source of all knowledge, is timeless. Vedashastram, the treasures of knowledge also, remains unmanifested in its source, and again becomes manifested. So it is perennially eternal. Not only Vedashastram for that matter, any knowledge is perennially eternal, really speaking. But this Vedashastram definitely is perennially eternal. And the Shankara Bhagavatpada establishes the Pravahanityatvam in this Bhashyam. We are going to see later on. It's going to come as part of this teaching. And this Vedashastram, consisting of words, serve as means of knowledge, means. Words of the Vedashastram do not directly indicate the reality. Words are expressions of thoughts. Before the word comes into the picture, before there must be knowledge, cognition in the form of thoughts. And cognitions are manifestations of knowledge. Before the manifestation of knowledge in the form of thoughts, there must be source of manifestation. For knowledge to become manifested, to become manifest, there must be source of manifestation. And the source of manifestation of knowledge is the reality, which is beginningless, anadi, anadi jnanam. And that reality is endowed with the power, which is called maya, anadi maya. The knowing power, the power of knowing, is also anadi. Anadi avidya, we say. Anadi avidya is not ignorance. Avidya, the word, means ignorance. Anadi avidya means anadi maya. What is anadi avidya? Beginningless ignorance. No. Beginningless knowing power, unmanifested power of knowing, unmanifested power of knowing is beginningless, because the source of the power is beginningless. Therefore, the power also is beginningless. Anadi avidya, mula avidya, mula avidya. Which is the knowing power, unmanifested knowing power. Avyakta jnana shaktihi, avyakta jnana shaktihi eva avidya. Avyakta jnana shaktihi eva mulavidya, which is otherwise said to be maya. So this unmanifested power of knowing is there, and where does it exist? Where is it? In this unmanifested knowing power alone, all knowledge is. Knowledge is already there of everything. Knowledge is not created. Knowledge of anything and everything is already there in this unmanifested knowing power. So knowledge in the Veda Shastram also is already there in this knowing power. And this knowing power is beginningless. Therefore, to be frank, any knowledge is beginningless, really speaking. No, it's not created newly. And this knowing power is not outside of, independent of, apart from the source of the knowing power, which is said to be the absolute reality, and which has to be understood. And to understand that absolute reality, the source of the power, the Shastram is studied. Therefore, the source of the power is already there, beginninglessly, timelessly. And this jnanam, the knowledge, is also there in the form of the knowing power, beginninglessly. Therefore, the avyakta jnana shaktihi eva vyaktam jnanam bhavati. The unmanifested power of knowing alone becomes manifested as jnanam. So manifested manifested power of knowing is knowledge, unmanifested power of knowing is ignorance, avidya, maya. So knowledge and ignorance are nothing but two names attributed to the only power of knowing. And this manifest knowledge alone expressed is a word. So word is an expression of the manifestation of the knowledge which is there already. Therefore, word comes much later. The word which can get expressed only after the manifestation of knowledge cannot reveal the source of manifestation of knowledge. That is why we are going to see in this Upanishad itself beautifully later on. Yatova cho nivartante apra apyamanasa saha. You are going to see all these mantras elaborately. The words try to reveal Brahman. No, they are always incapable. So no word can reveal. So words cannot reveal the reality. Words, that's where reality is said to be indescribable. Not only it is not available for sense perception, it is not available for thought conception, reality is not available for word description also, because word comes much later. Still, Veda Shabdaha serve as means of knowledge of the reality. How? There's a different method. The words of the Veda Shastram do not reveal the reality directly, but they imply the reality through the method of negation, which means through the method of negation, by implication, the words of the Shastram reveal the reality. Which means words, by making it clear what the reality is not, words of the Shastram make us clearly understand what the reality is not. Thereby, they help us arrive at what the reality is. By making us understand what the reality is not, they help us arrive at what the reality is. That is why it is said, to the method of negation, by implication, words of the Shastram reveal the reality. That is why the words have to be handled very carefully, in a certain way, for which the teacher needs to know the sampradaya, which the teaching methodology, which is also inbuilt in the Shastram, which a teacher learns from his or her teacher, which the teacher would have learned from his teacher. That is why no teacher can ever have any pride of knowing the truth, knowing the subject matter of the Shastram, because what the teacher has understood, if at all the teacher has understood correctly, clearly, the credit goes to always the parampara, the lineage of teachers. It's called a tradition. What was received from the guru is again understood, retained, and communicated. So the knowledge, it is the knowledge which makes a person great, and that knowledge, that the tradition always gives the credit to the Veda Shastra. That's why Veda Shastram is the guide here. So cult, in Vedic tradition, cult never becomes, never, cult is never accepted, respected, the sense the teacher is revered, but the teacher is revered for the teaching, which is the subject matter of the Shastram, which has been received from the lineage. And the beginning link of the lineage happens to be Sadashiva, Bhagwan himself. Always, Bhagwan is bowed to here. Teacher never becomes more important than the teaching. This I have told you many times, but I have to tell you this again. The teaching is important, then it is tradition. Instead of the teaching, people emotionally get entangled, and the teacher becomes important, then it is cult. No hero worshipping is allowed in the tradition. In fact, it is not possible. This is the Vaidika Sampradaya. This is the Vedic tradition. Therefore, the Veda Shastram serves as a Pramana Grantaha. We understand that. Now, we have to continue here, but before we enter into the actual lesson, let us do the Shanti Mantra today to begin with. I have a few more things to explain here. Definitely, I'll be doing it as maybe in due course of the time. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.